got up in the early hours of Saturday morning, but I'd say about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I went up and I noticed one of the gates was left open, and then I went into where the dogs were kept in the pen, and the dogs were actually gone from their pens. So I knew once the door was twisted that the dogs had been stolen. So myself and my son, we actually came down, the shades were actually away from the house. So myself and my son went down, as we were going down the path, he went on his phone, the phone in the garage, and he went on social media. And within about 10 minutes, we got more calls saying that Vika was seen here, dogs were seen there. So we investigated the thing ourselves, and basically that evening, about 5:30, 6 o'clock, a young fella came to the door and said they found the dogs straying along the road.
So thankfully there was a happy ending to this.
There was a happy ending for it, but the dogs are worth, the greyhounds that were stolen were worth nothing to nobody, only ourselves, because a greyhound has identification tattooed in its ear, and you know, we have the appropriate document and we have the papers for it. So whoever stole them was either going to use them for other purposes only than greyhound racing, because they couldn't take them to race in Northern Ireland, they couldn't race them in Lifford, they couldn't race them in any part of Ireland or England or Scotland.
Do you think those behind this didn't know what they were doing then?
Well, whoever done it was actually, whoever done it came prepared, because I had leads all in the shade and there were none of the leads taken. And whoever went in now must be used to dogs or whatever, because we had no muzzles on the greyhounds. And not a greyhound wouldn't be a vicious dog, the person per se, but they gun the strange dog and drag it out through the gate or whatever they done. Now, when I went up to look at the dogs, normally our dog's now is very clean and very tidy, but one of the dogs defecated all over his own bed, and I've never seen that before, so I think they were traumatised, because they had to break one of the doors, actually, they gave in at the dogs, you know.
And how are the greyhounds now after this ordeal?
Well, they know something, they're 100%, they're healthy as a trout. Now, one of them's a bit timid, he cowers down a bit when we approach him, because I just think he was manhandled a bit, you know. The dogs were born on the 1st of January this year, and we reared them from pups, and we reared the mother from a pup, and there was 13 in the litter, and we actually used to go up in the mornings and feed them with syringes and feed them with baby bottles. It was like an army of us going up feeding these 13 pups just to give the mother help. And the dogs were used to us, that they were, I think whoever handled them, maybe handled them in the wrong way. And as well as that, if you realise this about last while, that there's a few farmers losing their collie dogs. And the reason I personally think that the collie dogs have been lifted is people breed lurchers. And a lurcher mostly is a greyhound and a collie. And they use the collie for, the collie's smart, and they use the greyhound for speed. And then what they use them then for is lamping rabbits, deers, or whatever at night. Personally, that's what I think.
So more and more people should be vigilant out there then?
Well, I think so. And there was something, I really can't believe how if we had got the conclusion that we got within that the last couple of hours, like it seemed to be like a net went around Letterkenny, and the word, I actually put 30 euros of credit on my phone and it was gone in 10 minutes. People phoning me, telling me, oh, I've seen this, have we seen that, have we seen this? And I think the word got out, and whoever had my dogs knew that the people of Letterkenny is watching. And like we even got a text from England. People, you know, and people were very good. People were phoning saying, you know, we'll give you this, we'll help you there, we'll do this. We had men actually coming. The dog fraternity and all around the Northwest were outstanding. Neighbours, friends, family. I've never seen anything take legs as quick.